bum 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 bum
Hello and welcome to Tinkering with X, Y, and Z. Welcome to the third episode.
Already
we're on a hat trick.
Already three.
Okay, so I'm Aru and I'm joined with
Shalendra,
who is my co-host and dad.
Okay.
Okay. So it has been an exciting week.
Yes. Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you so much. I mean, yesterday itself was kind of, one of my favorite shows came to an end. Taylor Swift surprise released a song. It's been kind of hectic.
And finally, Rohit Sharma might become the captain.
There's still a big
question mark
there.
Oh my God! And you are also in 20 under 20.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. India's 20 under 20.
And like I said in the finale, that of course it's going to be a huge honor.
Yeah.
It is a privilege.
It's a privilege.
But as usual, what matters is what would you do with this privilege. So what is the plan now?
Yeah, so I think that I should talk a little bit about the finale aspect of it, because that was where we had to present a presentation. So they told us a week before the finale that, okay, this is what you have to do. You have to find a problem statement, design a solution, and then apply that solution, and then quantify the impact you've made with that said solution.
And you had 7 days to do that.
Yeah, we had 7 days to do that. We had to submit in 5 days, the presentation in 5 days. I wanted to give voice to the voiceless, which is during the pandemic, we all shifted online. I think we all can agree that we shifted to Amazon and shopping, because you can't go to physical market anymore. It was too risky. And even during we also became digitized, which is we shifted online. Everything shifted online.
Education, podcasting, everything.
Everything shifted online.
Even health consultations.
Yes, everything. Yeah, the doctor on the app.
Correct.
But what I realized was that a lot of local entrepreneurs, small businesses, they didn't have the access. And Amazon, obviously everyone was on Amazon, and these small businesses, which people used to before buy from,
what we call as a neighborhood commerce.
Yeah, a neighborhood commerce that was kind of
missing,
and it was they were struggling as such, and they had unequal access basically, because the big brands, they have money to spend on promotions, while these small brands do not have that. So that was my problem statement, and us as storytellers or as writers who have access to like an audience, we can help put out their stories to the world. Or to just a local community. It doesn't have to be a big viral video.
For them, the local community itself is good enough.
Yeah, that's what they need. And we don't need viral videos. We just need reach. Give them reach. Give them the audience and the engagement that they need. So that was what I designed. And for this, I picked women entrepreneurs. So I got in touch with Trice. And they are connected to local vendors.
Yeah, so Trice is a neighborhood commerce app. It's a peer-to-peer as well as neighborhood commerce app, social commerce app.
Where like home entrepreneurs, home cooks are especially
home chefs,
on there.
Home entrepreneurs, neighborhood commerce, small neighborhood vendors, all of them get access to residents and buyers in a gated community.
Yeah, they're doing good work, and I think I connected with them because they could help me connect with more women entrepreneurs. And so I went and I did two in that week. One of them was Sudiksha Flowers, who she lives in the buildings behind our society, and she sells flowers, and she started in lockdown. And the second woman entrepreneur I talked to was our guest, a friend of Tinker, who's gonna join us soon. It was Anupama Karthik, and she runs a small bookshop, you could say, an online bookshop called Young Readers Den. It was lovely talking to her, because you could see how joyous it was for her, because she loves books.
And this is in line with what we have been discussing, that you could be doing what you love, what you're passionate about, and still make a livelihood out of it. Let's talk more with Anupama and perhaps see as to what other insights she has.
We'll hop onto that segment right now. Okay, so we're here with our guest, Anupama Karthik. Thank you for joining us in person.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, so you run Young Readers Den.
Correct.
Yeah, so could you tell us more about your small business?
Okay. So, yes, I'm Anupama Karthik, and I run a very small home-based business called Young Readers Den, which deals exclusively with children's books. They can be pre-loved, they can be new, but yes, we have all kinds of books for kids. So my idea when I wanted to start a business was to do something with books and for children.
And how did you come to this Young Readers Den?
Yeah, actually this is Young Readers Den was actually not initially my business. It was actually started by my sister. But unfortunately with her, with her family constraints, she couldn't continue.
Okay.
So when she wanted to give it up, I was like, I'll take it forward.
Yes.
Don't stop this. Okay, I wanted to do something. I wanted to start, not a business exactly, but contribute to the society in some way.
Okay.
And I tried so many avenues. But I guess, at some point I thought, okay, business would do. I wanted to do something from my home where I could give enough time to my family plus do something which would, help others as well. So when she said books, I was like, don't give it up. I'll take it forward.
that's very inspirational.
Yeah, that's great. Continuing
saving
passion.
Books.
Saving books.
Saving,
yeah,
books.
Saving
business.
Books. You've continued help. A lot of kids get new books.
Correct.
Yeah. And then how what is your platform like? How do you get it across to people?
Okay, so I started off with WhatsApp.
Okay.
My sister had already created a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it forward as, from
yeah.
her. Then I started Instagram because, yeah, so when you get to make all these fancy stories, reels.
Mm-hmm.
So I also started, reading books.
Correct.
I would take pictures from the books and then record it in the phone. You have this audio recorder, right?
Right.
I would just record it with that. And I started putting it on Instagram and WhatsApp stories.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I got a fair good response.
Oh, that's
so the parents were like, okay, you have this nice pictures coming up on the screen
and
the audio.
Yeah.
So they were happy with that. So I'm like, okay, so right now I have Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp. But I know that I'm not utilizing it to my, to the 100%, but it's still good enough.
Yeah, I think engaging with the audience keeps their interest up.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah, I think we're learning what platforms as we keep using them.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So
how much, what was the impact of pandemic on your business? Did it go up, go down?
It was balanced in a way because, see, I have customers not only in Pebble or in Hyderabad, but all over the country.
Correct.
In fact, now I have some people even ordering books from the states, but their parents are sending them, sending the books across.
Okay.
That's how it's going on. So during the pandemic, of course, we couldn't step out. Postal services. So I use India Post.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this case, due to the pandemic, everything was down.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, people all across the country couldn't get the books. But in Pebble, I observed that the parents were, asking me to get good books or whatever I had because they wanted to keep their kids engaged because the children couldn't go down and play or, they were spending too much time on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So Pebble, I noticed that a lot of parents, the new parents, in fact, not the the normal customers, there were a lot of new people who approached me for books.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, I guess, in one way, I wouldn't say I lost business or something. I was just happy that, there's some way it's still going. There are children who are willing to read even during this
situation.
Correct,
and children are reading books. I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, so I was just fine. I'm not looking at actually the monetary aspect at all. It
Correct.
Is just that, I want people to buy books, please read. That is my idea.
Yeah, so where do you see this going now for looking forward?
I would say that, what the future for me is that continue to do this. Don't give it up in any condition, in whatever comes, just continue to get good books for the children and keep the parents happy, keep the children happy.
Yes.
Even teen books, I get a lot of requests for teen books. So I'm like getting into that market now. it's difficult for me at this age, at this age to understand what the teens are looking
and
for.
Even teens don't know what they want to do.
Yeah, that's true.
I know for sure, less than 10 what they would like, but teens, so this is another new market that I'm actually looking forward to.
Yeah.
What do the teens want?
The recommendation that you have for
book
any
recommendation
Ikigai.
For the
Ikigai, I would really request everybody to read Ikigai because the book is just like an eye opener or something that, you know, you probably know, but it is set in very simple, lucid text. Okay, it's not complicated. I hate
jargons and all that.
Exactly, jargons and anything philosophical. In fact, I told Aru about this. I read only fiction. I cannot stand non-fiction. But this book, it's something that I'm not able to keep it down at all. It is simple text. It is something that, you know, what you and your friend would sit and discuss. So that book I would definitely recommend. And for the parents who are watching this, I would say, please invest in good books. There are some very good books that I can show you. There is some, you know, in Pratham is a...
NGO.
Correct. They are an NGO which they also deal with very good books, and they normally cover topics that are very socially acceptable, realistic, you know, hard hitting. So there was some book about... abuse, domestic abuse at home, about your body, about achievements. You know, there's a Northeastern girl, how she achieved, you know, she wanted to climb Everest.
Mm.
So these kind of books, I'm sure that I would want the children to read.
Correct.
You know, these are the books that they are very simple. They have been written for a specific age group.
Mm.
And at the end of it, you not only enjoy a book, but you also get to learn from it.
And I think that is a great thing for you, like running a business where you sell books, that
Correct.
Books have such an influence
Correct.
On your life.
I agree,
and
yes.
then you feel happy that you're giving someone maybe that experience,
Correct.
Right?
So book is something, you know, I don't think there is an age where you cannot get influenced or you feel like, you know, you're rich with experience.
No.
You'll always, especially with this book, I'm sure what you learn is, please don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't retire. Don't
Correct.
Stop. Always look forward to new things.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Great recommendation.
Thank you for your insights.
For your time and insight.
Yeah, it was very nice to have you. Thank you so much for being a friend of Tinker.
Yes.
Friend of Tinker.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Oh, that was a nice conversation.
Yeah, very interesting. She's always very insightful and dear friend as well.
Yeah, I think platforms do help local entrepreneurs a lot. Especially during this COVID times. Right?
I think generally speaking, if you are what we call as a passion economy person, that means that you want to turn your passion into your livelihood, and you don't need too many buyers. I mean, you could do with less number of buyers. You're not a mass producer. Then platforms could be great. I mean, and especially for businesses which could be done digitally.
Yes.
Then you could have customers across the world. You don't need too many people. You just need maybe 1,000 buyers and then you're good to go.
Yeah.
That way it is really, really powerful.
Yeah, the online market kind of breaks those boundaries in terms of that. Your local community could be...
Correct.
Like the global market.
Yes, your global is local and local is global. Kind of,
like a local village. Yes, a global village.
Global village.
Yeah. Okay,
good stuff.
Yeah, that brings us to the suggestions.
Recommendations. So what's your recommendation?
What's your ecstasy? Yeah, we forgot we named it that. It's the ecstasy.
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 From X to Z or Z to X.
Okay, so mine is kind of... I made a connection with the topic that we had. So my recommendation today is the movie Cinderella.
Yes.
The new adaptation of Cinderella, which is on Amazon Prime, and we watched it recently. It's a musical, and I've been obsessed with musicals for the past like 4 months. For watching musicals non-stop.
I love musicals now.
Just waiting for this camera to cut so that he can then go back to saying he doesn't like it. So Cinderella, they took a modern twist to it, and that was...
And she's Ella here, not
yeah,
Cinderella.
She's Ella, and she has a dream of opening her own boutique, and she wants to become a woman, an entrepreneur, a local entrepreneur.
No spoilers. Don't do spoilers.
It's not a spoiler. It's there in the trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, and she wants to become a local entrepreneur, and she doesn't have the reach, which kind of what we were talking about, how women entrepreneurs sometimes don't have the reach because of the circumstances, because of the geography they're in, and societal problems, etc. So she finally somehow gets that reach, which was, I think, very like an interesting take. I enjoyed it. I mean, it is not...
I think it's a very modern take.
It's
I absolutely
very...
love parts of it,
yes.
Of course.
Parts of it. It was not like a movie, like a great movie, but it was a fun watch, I feel like. But now, what is your recommendation?
My recommendation, again, like I said, I'm really inspired by a lot of women leaders. And one of very impressive women leaders, despite her circumstances, is Sheryl Sandberg. And this is a book that I have recommended to many people. It's called Lean In. And of course, this is a whole movement that she has started. This is all about women taking their place in business and society, the place that they truly deserve and which might have been denied to them. And she talks about how women could actually, let's say, develop and grow in corporate world and in business world. And it's a very interesting read. And but one of the ideas that I absolutely loved there, and I think this is true for all people, but especially young girls or even women, is to create an advisory board of yours. People who are not from your office, people who are not from your immediate social circle, you find out 5 to 7 people who could mentor you, who could guide you over your life.
Over your life, not your business.
Not your business. This is your personal board of directors kind of thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I found that idea to be really, really powerful, that everybody should have their own set of people that you could fall back on and you could seek their advice. They need not be from the same business. They need not be from the same company. But yeah, I think that's a very powerful idea. Everybody should have their own personal board of directors, a personal board to mentor.
You said they should not be from your immediate societal.
Not very immediate. I mean, not too many relatives in that sense, because they wouldn't have a different perspective. Sometimes you need perspective. So a good, and this is again corporate governance, but a good board of governors or board of directors, usually they would get people from outside the industry to come in and help them make sense of it.
Okay.
It's more of an advisory thing. They are not involved in the day-to-day operations, and they can give you broad directions.
Yes.
So I think that's a very powerful message that she gives. Lean In. They also have a wonderful website. They have a whole zigzag. There is a social site. There are Lean In circles across the country, across cities that you could join. Women leaders could join in and get support and help other women also to grow.
So this is support from anyone in the world who joins in? Oh, wow. That's
It's a really big movement that she has created. Lean In.
It's for the women, by a woman.
For the women, by the women, but of course they also have a lot of men who might want to volunteer.
Yeah.
So that's my recommendation. Yeah. Women entrepreneurs,
lean in. Take support. We are here for each other.
Yeah, and we are all here for each other.
Yeah. It's a nice message to end it on, and I think let's sign off, and I'll see you next time on the next episode.
More power to you.
Yeah, more power to all of you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.